Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria. In episode number 75, we're talking about my feedback on ConvertKit, along with my experience of email marketing. Please remember to check out my mommy blog, talkswithmaria.com, and the Boss Mom Mentality available on Amazon. Good morning, everyone. Today, I want to talk about how my experience has been with email marketing and using the email service ConvertKit. And it's actually been very interesting, and I've been able to grow my email list pretty good and have been able to automatize all of the emails that go out to all of the people on my list and to maintain that connection and rapport. So before, I was super afraid of sending out emails. So my email subscribers would just sit there on my list and having no connection made. You know, sometimes I even forget, they probably forget that they're on my email list. So I've changed that about 2 months ago, and I started sending out emails on a more frequent basis. And as a writer, it's actually pretty easy to come up with content because that's my natural form of communication, or what comes really easy to me is writing. So I have created some series of emails that kind of go around the boss mom mentality and just sharing some insight on personal development. And the responses I've gotten has been both interesting, motivating, and a little rough around the edges. You know, some people will say, take me off this email list. Or some people will say, wow, this is amazing. Thank you so much. This has really created awareness in my own life and has given me positive feedback. So it's really cool that I get to experience all the different forms of responses. And to be honest, I don't even care if people unsubscribe to my list, because that kind of is like a purging thing where you just clean your email list. If you guys know about e-commerce or online marketing or online business, you guys know Neil Patel. Neil Patel always talks about having to clean your email list, and he does it to his like 5 million subscribers on his list. He does it on a monthly basis. And he says that it's good to purge your list, because if people don't want to be on there, they're going to unsubscribe, and it's better for you, because when you put out any kind of new product, or let's say my book series has book 2 coming out, these people have already warmed up to you. They want to be on your email list. They want to hear from you. They want to be inspired and motivated and hear about whatever you're talking about. And those that don't want to hear from you can go ahead and click the unsubscribe. And there is like, I'm noticing that when people respond to me, I get a little nervous. Like, I've created this like energy around when people respond, like, is it going to be a bad email or is it going to be a motivating email? It's almost like a 50-50 where I don't know what's going to come out when I open the email in response to whatever I sent them. And I want to remove this energy, because I really want to, you know, really get good at connecting with my subscribers. And the only way I can do that is to continue writing good copy, providing good content, valuable content, and then also just creating that connection with people. And if I carry this energy around, I'm not going to be able to create this energy or connection with other people and, you know, other women and moms. So I'm trying really hard. This is my attempt to kind of clear this energy in this space where, you know, people on my email list really just either are in or they're out. And if you're out, no biggie. If you're in, awesome. Enjoy the ride, right? So if you guys are starting a business, if you guys are thinking of doing an online situation, I have to say one of the coolest things is that on here on Anchor, I've actually cashed out some good amounts of money all because of the ads that I generate through the listens. So, and it's just connected to my bank account. And yesterday I cashed out a pretty decent amount. And it's nice because all I'm doing is literally recording just whatever. I mean, it's not whatever, but it's, you know, I'm literally on my way to work recording an episode, and then I'm going to broadcast it as soon as I complete it. And one of the cool things about email marketing is that you can actually link your Anchor episodes or your Spotify or whichever one you decide to showcase. You can link it to your emails. And currently I have about 1,400 subscribers on my email list. So if in email marketing, a good conversion rate for open clicks is 30%. So 30% of 1,400 is roughly about over 300 people, 300 to 400 people will click on your link, whatever link that you're providing. So you have to think about, if you are growing an online business, figure out a way to grow your email list. And seriously, don't even care about social media follows. I have 300 something people on my Instagram. I have 60 something people on my YouTube. And then, like, I don't even count my Facebook, because Facebook is just like my personal family stuff. So, and that's nothing compared to my personal email list that I constantly email on a weekly basis, which is 1,400 people and growing. So you have to just think more about how you can grow your email list and not really focus on the social media follows, because the conversion between social media follows to actually being connected to them in an email is so much more different. And it creates more of a connection when you can actually just send them a quick email within their inbox, their email inbox. Could you imagine DMing people? Like, let's say you have 20,000 people on your DMs or on your Instagram, and you can't really, I mean, could you imagine emailing 20,000 people by hand, like literally manually? I couldn't even email 1,400 people manually. Right now, it's all on automation. And it's really helpful and it really works, at least for now. You know, I haven't seen like huge, huge, crazy, monumental results, but I have seen that I'm connecting with clients, and that's the point, is to create that rapport with people with email lists. So anyway, with ConvertKit, after 1,000 people, your subscribers, your monthly membership goes up to $49. So, and I've been sitting around 1,400 people here for the past week, and then if it passes 3,000 people, then it goes up to $69.99 per month, which I don't know if I'm going to reach 3,000 anytime soon, perhaps by the end of the year, but I'm okay with paying that much because it's so valuable that, you know, these emails that I just have on like ready to be sent out on certain time frames, it's just so amazing. And it's just one of those things where you can't really beat it, you know, for the price. So anyway, that's my experience with ConvertKit. I still haven't really used the product purchases option where you can link it to, like, what is that one? It's Stripe or Teachable. I haven't used that link. I feel like it takes so much time to actually learn how to use different parts of ConvertKit, especially when you're so new. I'm so new to this, and I've been doing this since May of last year. And I'm finally, this summer, I'm finally just getting some traction. And it took me this long. So for those who think that, you know, you can start something and like start reaping rewards right away, that's just not how it works. And those people who have tested every single thing and did not give up are the ones that are sitting on top, you know, they're the ones generating the monthly revenues. Like, I'm generating my little chunk change from these episodes that I air on a weekly, every other day basis. And it's a little chump change, but it's better than sitting here going to my day job, you know, not having a creative avenue. So I definitely encourage you to, I think one of the easiest things to start is starting a podcast. If you have like a long drive somewhere, if you commute for like 30 minutes to go to work, those are the best times where you can actually just record a quick episode. That's what I do. And then you can literally air it. You could probably even do it every day and like get your episode numbers up. Because the more episodes you get, the more plays you'll get from people. And then it also shows that you have a level of authority because you're consistent. So if you are thinking about doing some sort of online thing, I think podcasts is probably one of the easiest things to do, especially on Anchor here because it's free. So I literally just record. I don't pay anything. The only thing that you pay is like a 50-cent charge anytime you cash out from the money you get from the ads. And that's not bad. Like, that's fucking great. Like, all right, let me throw you 50 cents. Not a big deal. So if you have a lot to say, if you want to start something small, definitely start a podcast, record some shows, you know, talk about whatever. If you are dating, talk about your dating life. I think that's really cool. I even thought about writing a book about online dating and the rules of it, like the principles of online dating. And I had a little outline, but instead I'm going the Boss Mom Mentality series route, which is, so book one is the first book, which is already published. It's the 15 Principles of Personal Development Guide within the Boss Mom Mentality. That's book one. And book two is going to be a weight loss guide. And it's literally just being more mindful towards your weight loss journey and using, you know, your mind to really achieve your weight loss goals and improve your self-image. So that is book two within the Boss Mom Mentality series. And then book three, I'm really gravitating to the concept of writing about fear versus love, because I think that there's a huge connection between fear versus love. However, people actually operate based on one or the other in the different categories of their life, like finances, relationships, career, fitness, health, vacations, extracurricular activities. You know, people really operate either on one of these spectrums of emotion, either fear-based or love-based. And I wanted to go into that kind of, what is it? Yeah. Anyway, I feel like I'm giving up too much. So those are the three books I have in mind. I already have the book two manuscript. I just need to clean it up a little bit and make it make sense for people, because I don't know if you guys are writers, but we can all write all sorts of things. And if it doesn't read right, your readers are going to hate it. So, and then book three is totally just an idea. I don't necessarily know if I'm going to even have that as a talking point or a writing point. It could be all sorts of different stuff that's all within personal development. So anyway, in terms of my ConvertKit, I really think that you should start creating your own email list somehow, some way. Figure out a way to create and gather people that would want to purchase your product or hear from you or whatever service you think would be fitting. definitely start an email list and go with ConvertKit. It is the easiest one. I tried to do like MailChimp, and I wasn't really sure how to use MailChimp because I don't know. It just seemed really confusing to me. ConvertKit just seemed, you know, you still had to navigate through the different areas, but then eventually you kind of got used to like, all right, this is what a sequence is. This is what a broadcast is. This is what your subscriber list looks like. And this is, and then it gives you a graph of like how you're doing on a daily basis, how many people subscribed and how many people unsubscribed. And then it kind of also saves those people on your subscribers list. So it shows like who unsubscribed and who canceled, which is really, really helpful when you're going out and looking for new leads. Okay. Anyway, I don't even really know if this really makes sense to you guys. I just hope that it's valuable if you're looking for a new email service. And if you do have any questions, let me know. info@talkswithmaria.com. And that's pretty much it. Have a great day, guys. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to share, comment, and like. For a collaboration request, send me a message at maria@talkswithmaria.com.